Steve Starrs, man. Where were you last night?
Well, hey, I think I had to watch a show or something. What was I doing last night? Oh, no, I had to go to a meeting. That's right. I had to go to a meeting about this radio station up out here. So
you missed a good show.
Yeah.
We had on Matthew Stein. Do you know who he is?
Matthews?
No. Yeah. Matthew Stein is the guy's name. Matthew Stein.
Cool.
Do you know who he is?
No, I don't. All right. Tell me.
He's the author of the book When Technology Fails.
Ah, very good, very good.
And we talked a lot about potential pitfalls of our world that we live in today, and some preparedness, and how we can focus on preparedness. It was a good show. It was definitely in line with the conversations we've been having the last week or so.
Good, yeah. Sorry I missed it.
No, I'm sorry you missed it, man. I'll get you the archive.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out and listen to it on the archives. Yeah, that's an interesting concept, because we are living in kind of a modern day dark ages, high tech dark ages, in a lot of ways.
Well, we're so vulnerable. If anything was to happen, you know, there's going to be such a big drop off from where our ancestors were a couple hundred years ago. I mean, we're dependent on the system, and as a result, when stuff hits the fan, we're going to be left for a rude awakening. Say that five times fast. Steve, how you doing, man? How you feeling?
Pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. You know, it's been a great day out here. We've had a lot of rain, but we got some sunshine finally. And arguing with the guys with my solar panels, but they want them on the east side of my house, and I'm telling them there's too many trees over there. You're gonna get nothing but shade. And but anyhow, you know, other than that, some other things going on. But that's about it. How you doing?
Well, I can't complain. I was turned down for the mortgage.
Oh no.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this bank stuff's maddening, absolutely maddening. And we just went back and forth and back and forth, and finally they came back, and on one minor technicality that I won't mention, they turned down my mortgage after it had already gone to underwriting and everything else.
Oh my gosh. Well,
so, back to square one.
What do your agents say? Do they have another underwriter or somebody that might be able to work with you? Or
no, it looks like the mortgage companies are not going to give me a loan.
It's pretty astounding that what has happened with the real estate failure has put this whole market in such a volatile situation that business as usual anymore. That's what's going on here, Bob.
Worried about covering their ass, and you know, they all want to make sure that they can appease Fannie and Freddie,
right?
Of course, because they want to sell their loans. And the system might be a lot worse than even I have thought. I mean, I can only judge in this my anecdotal experience of them turning me down here. A very humble house. I mean, the house, it was hardly even six digits. I mean, not how humble this house was. By no means was this a fancy house, dude, you know?
Yeah, right. And, I mean, the question is, now, who are they going to find? Probably, I would suspect, and not that I'm saying that your young family, who are they going to find in the same economic category that will be qualify any better? And this is the problem that's resulted from all of this. It's a bank drop, as we've seen. Of course, there were, subprime loans, and there were a lot of people who were getting financed by homes who were not qualified at all. And that happened for too long. That was really the banks and the real estate agents who were making a lot of money on that in the first place. So the agents would actually give you $5,000 out of pocket to buy a home because you get a commission of 7 or 8 tip, you know, something like that. And they didn't have $1,000 ahead. And that was what was happening. And now they've got it so stringent that you have to have all your money in your account 30 days ahead. You can't take any money from anybody but a blood relative. Every penny has to be accounted for and sitting there in your down payment for these people to even consider, and all these other notes and liens and collections and everything like that has to be completely taken care of, to the point to where it's just basically frozen the market, and it's hurting all of us.
I mean, basically, they wanted to know everything. I mean, they asked me who my first girlfriend was, when the last time I used the restroom was. I mean, it was absolutely insane, the rigmarole I had to go through to only be told I was turned down because of one little thing. But, Steve, I'm looking at on the right side here. I feel like maybe this was... I'm still moving into the house. So that's the good news.
You'll be able to rent them, right?
No, I can't rent because the little old lady doesn't want to take on the liability of having a renter.
Oh, okay.
Right now what I'm looking at is a lease option.
Ah, okay.
So, I mean, I guess it's kind of a rental. It's maybe a step up from a rental, but... from what I understand, the lease option is going to be my best bet, where I give her a small down payment, and I lose that down payment if I don't buy after a certain period of time, and I make the payments on the house.
Yeah. Can you kind of deal with them privately, other than go through the banks, because that's always an option sometimes too. If you can.
Well, I wanted to do owner financing, but she doesn't own the house outright.
Okay, yeah.
So that leaves that out of the equation, essentially.
So you're kind of subletting it then.
This whole money stuff, such BS, man. Can I just live in a freaking house and on a yard where I can grow my own food and not have to deal with any of this BS?
You can, but it's becoming more and more difficult. And
freaking money system. Yeah. If a wealthy listener is listening right now and wants to help me out and just, you know, throw me a few bones, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, Bob deserves a few bones.
Just a few. You know, I don't need much. I mean, if you want to buy this house for me, that would be really awesome. It's a really humble house. Just go ahead and buy it for me, if you don't mind.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of good for a lot of people, and I believe things go around. What goes around?
Is it that am I coming off as feeling entitled, Steve? Because that's not my intention.
No, you're looking at trying to honestly get into a piece of property that you can pay for and own. Like everybody, this is what they used to call the American dream, Bob. You know, you're trying to buy way above your pay scale. You're trying to get into a house that's moderately humble. And, you know, I mean, this price range for most of us who probably are earning, what is the median grade now today, the borderline for a family of four is about $40,000, and that can vary depending upon the market you're in, within the economy and how high the standard of living is. You'll never make it in L.A. on that, but or New York. But the thing is, I mean, no, you're not being ridiculous. You're not trying to buy something way over your head. You're just trying to get a house that you can pay for with reasonable payments, and this isn't at all outrageous. No. I understand.
Well, thank you for helping to bring to focus my situation here. So I'd love to get the caller's take on that, or maybe not. Maybe I should be careful what I wish for here. But I will take some calls at 800-313-9443 if you want to chime in on this. I really do appreciate all the feedback that I have gotten on it. And continued feedback would be greatly appreciated. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to add us, or to join us, rather. And it is the Bob Tuscan Show. We are live from Baltimore.
Baltimore? Really?
Yeah, we are actually... No, I'm joking.
Okay, yeah. Bomber.
What's going on with this Baltimore thing, man? You think they're wagging the dog on it? I hesitate to even talk about it in great length. Obviously... The listeners get it. They see that, you know, they're doing the race bait deal, you know, the race war deal. And,
well, Soros so on and so forth. Supposed to be behind it and backing it, you know, to some extent. Same kind of people. And I think they want to agitate the black community. Baltimore certainly a place where you can do that pretty easily. Yeah, I've known.
But really, how bad are these riots? Are these just compartmentalized to certain areas, or are they as widespread and as unruly as they're making us think they are?
Well, I don't know the whole region well enough to say that. Maybe somebody who lives in that area that's listening tonight can give us an perspective. But it does look as if it's another Ferguson being played out here, where certain people have reason to protest some legitimacy of police activity and excessive force, of course. But what's happening here is they're allowing all of this rioting to go on. It's a big problem. We have to ask the question as to where does this turn into a complete mob mentality that has nothing to do with solving or resolving these problems? And why are they doing that? Why are they allowing it? Why are they?
And if they're so pissed off that there's police brutality, how does looting a liquor store or a convenience store really help with that?
Right, or a whole mall. As they did, you know, when they even broadcasted that they were going to be clearing that mall as they should have been and allowed people to know that that place was vulnerable. That was very strong.
How much of this is being orchestrated? How much of this is being provoked? You know, who are the agent provocateurs involved with this, whether they be media agent provocateurs or agent provocateurs on the ground? I mean, these are all questions that we would be completely naive not to ask.
Yeah, we have to be looking at that. Absolutely. Those are the issues. Because, you know, what we're talking about are two different problems. One is an outrageous reaction to a very bad police situation that seems to be allowing people to vent their anger in what is totally unconstructive and even damaging to their own community. And I don't like that at all.
No. 800-313-9443, the troll-free number to join us tonight. 800-313-9443. Start with a call from my buddy Mike in New York. What's up, Mike?
I'm Mike. Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I was talking to a person today, and she had happened to be in the area of Baltimore. She was meeting her son, and she couldn't even get into the city. She had to meet him on the outskirts and sort of, you know, meet him, say hello. She hadn't seen him in a while, and she was making a trip, so she wanted to, you know, drop by and see him. And with all this going on, he had to get back to the college because they're doing the curfews. So, you know, to a point where, you know, they are feel that so whatever really funding needs an intelligence operation. They start, they set up, they know exactly where they're going to hit, and they start the riot, and it's just like little the matches on gasoline, and then they just light it in different areas. They don't want to pour gasoline on the country all at once. They just want to start it in different areas. I think this is definitely an escalation of that.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely at the moment compartmentalized, but I think this is only going to potentially feed the overall fire. So I definitely see what you're saying.
Well, yeah, if even a natural disaster does occur, all they need is this gameplay of race baiting and stuff like that going on to just really fuel the negative aspect of that situation. So I really always try and tell people start up a network and have stay in contact, even from state to state, where we can help people in different areas, you know, if they need to get out of where they are because of the situation.
Yeah, I agree, man. Did you hear the first part of the show tonight where I spoke about
the mortgage company? Late, but it didn't sound good from what I was gathering. It sounds like they're just giving you the shuffle.
Yeah, they turned me down today. I just found out a couple hours ago based on a very minor technicality. And for those that don't know, Mike is also a friend of the show. He has a credit company where he helps people. It's called South Shore Credit. What's the website again, Mike? SouthShoreCredit.com?
Correct. That's it.
Yeah.
Anyone can go there.
You know, a lot with getting my order. And there's another issue. But after all the risk-taking time that I put into it, I came back and they said, oh, no, Bob, sorry. Screw you. Too bad.
Wow. You know, they do that. It's like, you know, they play the game, do this, do that, jump through hoops, and then, you know, it really is. It's a horrible game that they make people play now. You know, it's a long time ago. You can make a lot less money and still live a good life, still do things, and not have to really jump through all that many hoops to get what you need. You know, and then nowadays it's definitely not like that. Even you can see even with, you know, decent credit and, you know, and all those other things, they're still just going to deny you your desire or your dreams to further you and your family. You know, and that's really what the banks are all about. And I've seen it the past couple of years, especially. The banks tighten their belt. They don't accept as many, you know, they don't give out credit as easy, even though the interest rates are artificially low. They've been as low as they've ever been for as long as I can remember. You know, if you bought a house in the early 90s, your interest rate was much higher, especially here in New York.
Right.
You know, and what does that say? You know, I mean, they're still not letting you get ahead, even with these great interest rates. So who's getting the deal? The people that are elite, the people that have, you know, buying gold and silver left and right. You know, and that's really what's going on, is they're telling you to go this way while they're going the other way, in the other direction.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the game the Rothschild had played when he, during the Napoleon Wars, I believe, with the stock market, and he crashed it. And then he bought up all the stuff cheap, and then, you know, one the other way, he was going out the back door. That's how the game has been played, especially with this. Especially New York, the megathere of all this activity.
Yeah, did you notice, Mike, you know, of course, I remember Bob and I on the air back at the time that the TARP $700 billion bailout came out. And I remember, to a large extent, they heaped a lot of anger on people who bought homes, subprime homes, or who weren't really, you know, capable to finance a house and stuff like that. You heard about all these cases, people living in homes they couldn't possibly have afforded and should have never been qualified to buy. And of course,
they gave out the loan.
What's that now?
They gave out the loan, sure.
Yeah, they did.
They said, okay. You know, it's the American dream. They said it to them, and they bought it, hook, line, and sink. No matter what they had to do, they'll sign the paper. If you're willing to say, take my signature on your paper, I'm willing to go into debt.
Yeah. And they were doing that all over the place, of course. But then it seems as though when they came up with this $700 billion emergency fund, and I think at that point there was something like 2.5 million, close to maybe 3 million homes in foreclosure at that time. And I started trying to figure out how much money could they use per home. Like in the Home Loan Corporation, which was, by golly, one of the government programs that actually worked many years ago with FDR, where they actually turned a profit on it. And it kept people in their homes. And you're looking at this and you're thinking, are they going to try to, well, there are going to be people, of course, who can't qualify or can't stay in these homes. They're going to have to move. I mean, they could have shored up that problem very easily with, I think, about $300 to $400 billion. And as I recall, none of it got back to that home market, which was as drastic as we were. And then they turn around and blank all the finance through.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. What a crock. Mike, thanks for the call, dude. We're going to get cut off by break. And when we come back, want to take more phone calls. We got Gonzalo on the phone from Canada, and you as well at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. All right, as promised, we're going to take this break, Steve, and come back. Don't go anywhere, Steve, all right?
Okay.
Don't go anywhere, Steve.
I'm staying right here.
Steve.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Steve, don't go anywhere, dude. Steve. Steve. Steve.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. A board plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to Dr. Joel at wholesale prices. A free CD of all this and dollars plus. Call 814. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and your drive in your romantic life. Really? I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital, off pharmaceutical.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better future.
Call 4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6070. Your survival may depend on it.
Lucifer, son of the moon, I'm gonna out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find the
private sales are legal in the state of Florida to buy a firearm privately. You're totally within your legal right. I use that that term lightly. But according to the bureaucracy of the state government, you can buy a firearm in a private sale without violating their man-made laws. Okay? Mm-hmm. The problem I'm having, Steve, is sourcing one. If any listeners out there know what I can do to get around having to register for the government watch list so they'll confiscate my weapon when the stuff hits the fan, I'd love to hear it. Any recommendations for buying a private sale gun, I would really love to hear it, because I'm in the market for one. This new house on the horizon, I'm definitely thinking about a little extra protection there. And what I've decided is probably a shotgun, a not sawed off because that's illegal, but a short barrel shotgun. So listeners, 800-313-9443, I'd love your feedback on that. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. Let's talk to Gonzalo now. Gonzalo, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good, man.
Yeah, you know, Bob, if you join the police force, you can get as many guns as you want.
I'm thinking about it. I've had a few solicitations from the cult members to join them. But, you know, the only problem I have is I don't like the costume. It just doesn't look good on me.
Yeah, very clownish.
It's very silly. The shiny bezel for me, so that's...
All the beautiful visits to school. Just
yeah, and all the rope that I'll get to do.
It's fantastic. All that weed you'll get to smoke that he stole from teenagers. Fantastic.
That's a good way to do it, man.
But I just have some thoughts on, I know you did a talk at Free Your Mind conference about a scarcity-based mind control, and one of the biggest mind control tactics that anyone will notice that they're keeping their eyes open is land. All the hoops they make you, like, if you wanted to pack people like lab rats, little small apartment complexes, and compartmentalize them more and more as years go on, it would be great if you could claim all that land for your government entity. It would be fantastic if people didn't know the value of land. It would really be great.
I was thinking about this, Gonzalo, and actually it's really funny you mentioned my talk, because I was sitting in the car processing all of what happened here, and I was thinking to myself, you know what? This control is a form of the mind control, of the scarcity-based control structure. It's all about control. The control of the banks to control you, because you never really own your property outright, and and ultimately that's a product of scarcity-based mind control in its essence.
Absolutely, yeah. You could. My father in Portugal, he built his own home. He bought the property, but obviously, if he didn't pay property taxes, everyone knows what would happen. So
yeah. So you never truly get off. You always are connected because of the property tax deal.
Yeah, never. It's amazing that people can think that a government can claim all this land, whether through Agenda 20, whatever other little programs people want to call it. It's amazing. I don't even know how much of the land in the U.S. your government claims to own now.
Well, there's an enormous amount if you look at the Bureau of Land.
Ted Turner has a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, BLM land is very, very big, and then there's a lot of land under either grasslands or natural reserves. And they're claiming eminent domain all the time on properties. And look at the troubles that we run into with the free grazing. Look at the Bundy Ranch routine and everything that happened there. I mean, we're just having all kinds of problems with the government claiming more land that people own in many cases and have paid for. It's just like the American farmer has become like the American Indian.
Yeah, to what extent is this eminent domain card going to be played as stuff continues to hit the fan? We got to take a quick break. Thanks for the call, Gonzalo. When we come back, we'll get to Gary, Damien, and more calls at 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earth earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com Strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Come back to the Bob Tuscan Show. I got a lot on the table tonight. We always got a lot on the table in our own personal lives and in our world, that this crazy world that we live in. There's always stuff. And forgive me if I am starting to vent a little bit too much about my own personal situation on the show, but I find it to be something that hopefully many people can benefit from. You know, my idea is that we can share ideas, and we can take away from a show like this insights for everybody who's listening's own life, outside of, you know, the personal connotations that it has for me. And that's what we're doing, and we'll continue to do. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Gary. Gary, how are you?
Bob?
Yeah, hey.
Okay. I missed your first 15 minutes, like kind of picking up on the... Are you there?
I am. I'm listening intently.
Okay. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Well, I must have an in-calling call, but it's deep. And anyway, I missed the first 15 minutes, and I get the impression that you missed out on an opportunity to go deep in debt on a mortgage.
Essentially, yes.
Okay. Be grateful, please. This is no time to be in debt, in my view. And then the other thing, you made mention of... shotgun, you know, wanting to gather up a shotgun. And I think that is an extremely wise decision on your part. I'd recommend a Remington 870 or a Mossberg 500.
Okay.
And for ammunition, I'd rick up a pile of number 4 buckshot. It's about 25, 22 caliber balls at about 1,150 feet per second. So you think you turn loose, this is off the top of the head, at about 25, 22 caliber bullets at the time, you can make quite an impression.
Wow. So any idea on how to get a gun like that from a private seller?
Hang out at a bar.
I don't have time to hang out at a bar, dude. I'm doing this show and have a family.
Well, have one of your friends hang out at a bar, but you're on the right track. You want it to be not papered. And in Montana, you know, where I live, it's pretty common occurrence to go deal this or that or so. But in Montana, where I live, a lot of us aren't selling anything in terms of ordnance. You know, we're starting to rick it up and stand on it. With the firm belief, push is coming to shove.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I went to a website that I think was a sponsor at some point. I never got a dime from them, but they may have sponsored some of these shows. It's called Guns 80. Are you familiar with it by chance?
I've heard their advertisement. They sell AR-15 kits.
Yeah, exactly. So they're kits. But then you don't have to register them.
Right. You'll need
and a drill press. But I don't know that I want an AR-15. I don't think that's the best gun for me.
Well, there's a lot to be said for them in terms of resupply and parts, you know, lots of ammunition. It's the 5.56 NATO round. So there's a lot to be said for that. I don't own one and never have. I've got an FN FAL carbine and an M1A1 Springfield National Match, 308s, both of them, 7.62 NATO. They reach a lot further and whack a heck of a lot harder. But I do have two 12-gauge. One's is a double-barrel sawed-off, and the other's an old Winchester pump gun. So... the one I carry the most is that sawed-off double. And I carry a pumpkin ball on one side and a dose of number 4 buck in the other barrel.
and all that sounds like a good situation there for you, man.
Well, it's worked so far. You know, I like your show. I like you. I'd like to meet you.
Come down and see me sometime, or come to the next Free Your Mind conference is a good opportunity.
Where's that at?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I want to go there. I want to see some of our history. Montana,
dude, Clint Richardson did a tour it's really a far out place, man. There's more occult symbolism behind Philadelphia than there is anywhere else in the planet.
I wouldn't be surprised, unless it was Washington, D.C.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Gary, good to hear from you, man. I appreciate all the advice.
All right, brother, I'll talk to you.
Take care. Bye. Let's talk to Richard now in Washington. Uh-oh. What do I owe this phone call to, Richard? I thought I'd been spared hearing from you in a while. What do I owe this pleasure or not so pleasured phone call to, my friend?
Well, I'm going to follow up on what you I presented and didn't quite get finished the last time. You're not using your radio show to advantage. Okay, you're every day you have the opportunity to put out a message, and why couldn't you partner with the people that are listening to you to work as a team to put out that message? You want land. Okay, like I said, there's a lot of people in the city that own property, but quote-unquote, they want to make an escape through the land. So why don't you offer that you will, you know, if they will help finance, et cetera, et cetera, you will buy a parcel that you both agree that will work for the both of you. You prepare it for them, for their eventual escape from the city. It could be a community. It could be, you know, like three families, whatever. You know, use your program to put out that possibility. I'm sure it'll come to you when it's ready to happen. Secondarily, for the guns, like I'm assuming you have like penny savers or some kind of equipment for sale, magazines in your area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mean like Thrifty Nickel?
Yeah, Thrifty Nickel. I'm sure there's guns in there that come available with estate sales and stuff like that.
Well, Craigslist doesn't allow guns. That was the first thought I had.
No, see, there you're going over the internet. You don't want to do that. You want to do something private. So do a little like the penny saver, the Nickelodeon, or whatever you want to call it. Go on there, and you'll find people that parents have died or grandparents have died or whatever, and they're selling their estate. It'll say estate sale, and you can go buy, you know, guns and ammunition on these estate sales as a private party, and you don't have to register it. As I understand it, in most states, I don't know exactly what your state is like, but in most states, you don't have to register what you're buying at an estate sale. It's a bartered or exchanged item. So it doesn't have to be registered. So that's another possibility there. And the previous caller, like I said, if you want to get a weapon and then pack your own ammunition and stuff, you can do that kind of privately and independently without registering that. So there's a lot of ways to kind of beat the system, and that's kind of what I always call about is how to best beat the system. That's what I've been doing, just like you. I was doing it 40 years ago. And everything seems to go in a cycle. So you're starting the cycle where I was about 40 years ago, and maybe 30, I don't know. Time flies. But that's it. You've got to kind of think out of the box, and you're doing that. But since you have a show, I would recommend that you use the show and try to recruit people that are like mind, and you all get together to do it. And that's the hard part, is trying to get people, you know, kind of together in an operation. I understand that. But I'm assuming with your program, you could easily find the people that are interested in doing the same thing.
All right.
Very cool. Yeah.
It's a thought.
Yeah, it is. Hey, we had Freeman at the Free Your Mind Conference. Remember the potato salad thing? You know, maybe we should do a potato salad deal for you, Bob. There was a guy that advertised he needed some help making potato salad. He needed a dollar or two and maybe a recipe, and he got $70,000, something like that, on the internet. You know what I mean? Now, if you're asking for $15,000 for a cure for cancer, you're not going to get it, right? But the guy gets like a couple bucks in recipes from people all over the country, and he ends up with like $70,000 to make potato salad. Maybe we should do that, like Freeman was saying. You know, we could make each other rich doing this. We could have a person every day or every week, and you just donate a buck or two. You know what I mean? And it just goes around and goes around and goes around. I really like what Freeman was talking about at the conference, that kind of thing. Does that work for you, Richard? That kind of an idea?
Yes. I'm going to speak for Richard. That works for Richard.
But anyhow, that's kind of what he was talking about, and the same idea is community. You know what I'm getting at? That's what we're talking about here, being able to set up
crowdsourcing, crowdfunding.
That's right, yeah. I mean, if you put aside $10 a week to help other people with one of these projects or another, we could help all kinds of people around the country. We could help ourselves out of a lot of these problems. And, you know, you could, your situation with your mortgage, Bob, you could have gone in with $60,000 or $70,000 down payment. Now you're only mortgaging $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 or whatever you're going to spend on this.
They still wouldn't have given it to me.
Yeah, maybe not, but, you know. Anyhow, that's one possibility, and I'm just thinking that there might have been other cases, of course, where you do have that kind of a cash where you could have gotten into a bigger, even a bigger house or something like that. Because, you know, there is not a lot of cash for down payments right now with a lot of people, and unless you're moving from one location to another, you know, and you have a lot of equity, you know, it's kind of tough. But, I mean, that was one possibility. I'm just saying that, you know, I think Richard's on to something there. You know, we've got to pull together as community more, and that's what our solutions are all about here on the Bob Tuscan Show, in my thinking.
Awesome stuff. Thank you, Steve. And thank you for the call, Richard. I appreciate it, man. Good to hear from you again. 800-313-9443 if you want to chime in on any of this fun stuff. The troll-free number to join us is 800-313-9443. All right, let's reset here for a moment, Steve. Coming up next week, we're going to have on none other than Gun Owners of America,
Larry Pratt.
Larry Pratt. That's right.
All right, cool. It'd be great
to have him. He's coming on, let's see, when is he coming on? Tuesday next week?
Right, right.
And then Friday, no, actually, he canceled on me.
Oh. Okay.
One of our guests, he rescheduled, I should say.
Yeah.
One of the guests from the radio show host that I used to work with way back when originally, who's really a brainwashed shill for the mainstream media, he agreed to come on the show.
Oh,
all right. And I was looking forward to having a lively discussion with him, but that's been pushed back to the 15th. So stay tuned for that. I posted a new video on my YouTube channel today.
Cool.
Do you want to hear a clip from it, Steve?
Yeah, let's hear.
Would you have said no if you didn't want to hear the clip from it?
No. I'm always interested in these clips. They're usually pretty good.
All right, here's what happened when I tried to walk up to a federal building the other day in Gainesville, Florida, my hometown. The following madness ensued. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. That's me walking. Good morning.
Can we help you?
And what time does the post office open?
There's not a post office here. It's been gone over 3 years.
Really? You're kidding me.
So no, I'm kidding. The closest one's 1401 North Main, north on Main Street, across from Publix.
Great. It's okay that I film the building, right?
No, they don't want the building being filmed or pictures taken.
Camera.
It's a federal courthouse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the law states that I can film it, so.
What are you going to be filming?
I just wanted to film just the building for a moment.
On the opposite side of the street.
Yeah, but you can't.
Is this a public sidewalk right here?
They said if you're going to take pictures of him, you have to be on the opposite side of the building.
Really?
Sidewalk, yes.
All right, so I can't be on the public sidewalk on this side? No? All right, thank you so much, guys. You should have seen their body language.
Freeze, huh?
In order to see the full video, you can go to my website, bobtuscan.com, and check out the YouTube channel that's linked up above. That was fun, wasn't it, Steve-O?
Yeah, it is.
No filming. And that public sidewalk next to the building, you can't film from, but you can film from the public sidewalk across the street from the building.
Right, yeah.
It's funny how that works, huh?
As if the blueprints and maps and everything about that building are not in the archives someplace from 1938, you know.
Steve, terrorism. Terrorism. The pretext to demolishing common sense and civil liberties. Let's talk to Bill in Idaho. What's up, Bill?
Well, bless you.
Hey, Bill.
Extraordinary. Good doctor, I assume. It's such a blessing to have you back. And yet, such sad tidings, agreed. I grieved. would only mention it considering that Bob was kind enough to cause my nun's ear to go international by what really happened, and it would have only been other than by your kind graces. And it really, 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 at this late date, and I was the one that wanted to ask Bob's guest if he purported or suspected that the CERN, dabbling in the CERN and messing with the frequency guides in that device that had been once American property owned by presumed Presidente Bush.
Bill, you're going to have to help me out here because I have no clue what you're talking about, man. First of all, I don't have a guest on tonight.
CERN, the other time you had a guest that might have answered in regard to CERN and its probability of producing a gravitational torque field that would do extraordinary events,
such as the earthquake in Nepal, right, Bill? Is that where you're going?
Exactly on time.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
good doctor.
I think John, the Caribbean critic.
I might mention though there are other touchstones as well. Though agreed. Go ahead, please.
Oh yeah. Well, John was mentioning that to me, and I kind of was talking him off air, and he was thinking that there might have been some correlation between the CERN operation, the Hadron Collider, and the earthquake in Nepal. And I have some friends that I met just last Sunday from Nepal. We were talking about the whole situation. I don't know. It's certainly up for question.
The Bob Justin Show. Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago. And I was in bed almost 24 hours a day. Painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Use the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is near me. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Final segment on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Lots to look forward to this week. We also have Steve Starrs, who will be guest hosting for me on Thursday night to do a exclusive interview with Stan Deo on so many cool things, prophecy being one of them, and he'll be debuting some of his research that has never been debuted before that he spoke on briefly at the Freer Mind Conference. And that's all happening this Thursday, huh, Steve?
Yeah, very good. And maybe we can follow up with Bill's questions about CERN. Stan may know a lot about that, or he's done a lot of research in that area, and see if we can connect some of those dots. And, of course, we're doing some great things here. We met a lot of great people, and we're going to have some of those folks on, you know, more people as we go along here. So great shows coming up on the Bob Tuscan Show, and I encourage folks to let people know that we will be having a lot of great guests. Stan Deo, of course, Thursday night, night after tomorrow, and then, you know, as you said, Bob, some great lineup for next week.
Awesome. Let's take one last final phone call. We'll talk to Damien in South Florida. What's up, Damien?
Hello?
Same stuff, different day, man. What's up with you?
Am I on?
You're on.
You are on.
Great show, Bob. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I just wanted to know, what are your thoughts on Iran's nuclear research?
All right, thanks for the call, Steve.
Airlines?
What are your thoughts on whatever he just said?
The airlines or the aliens nuclear research? Or I thought he was talking about airlines, nuclear research or radiation among... Iran's
Iran.
Nuclear
Iran,
research.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody else has got a bomb. Pakistan's got one. I don't
Screw
see,
it.
Yeah, I don't see that Iran is going to be mounting any kind of a nuclear attack. At best, what they're wanting is probably defense from somebody else who might want to attack them. They have had some problems over the years with people attacking them.
How come he wanted your opinion on that question and not mine?
Well, let's have Bob Tuscan's opinion on that.
No. I don't want to give my opinion now.
Well, I think it's really one of those things that keeps coming up, that we are afraid that the Iranians are going to do something drastically insane that no one else has done it. Including the Pakistanis, the Red Chinese, the Russians, the French, the Indians now. Of course, the United States is the only country that's actually used those weapons. And so, you know, the question is, you know, I don't know why the problem of Iran's nuclear research is such a political issue with Bibi Netanyahu and so many others. But this seems to be another one of those incubator stories or weapons of mass destruction, you know, or how many other wag the dog issues have we had?
Steve, that's the music, brother. We're out of time for tonight.
Okay, Bob. Good to talk to you.
You're awesome.
You
Did
too.
You know that?
Hey, you too, man. Nice to meet you, finally.
What do you mean?
Well, after 7 years of doing radio, we finally got a chance to shake hands and look each other in the eye.
Am I any different in person than I am on the radio?
No. Actually, you're a little cooler in person, which kind of surprised
I am?
I'm just kidding. No, we had a good time. It was really good. We had some fun, man. Come on.
I bought you dinner, right?
Yeah, you did, man. So you owe me nothing anymore, you know?
All those pennies that I owned you.
All the pennies per show. 1,987 of them. Yeah.
All right, let's get off the air. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Love you.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job